We got off the Dylan and Costello run, and my band went home, and I needed to go to L.A. I needed some time. I wanted to write and think about the record, so I went out to Los Angeles and just stayed there by myself.
From aspiring songwriter to opening for some heavyweight heroes, there's been a bit of a whirlwind in Amos Lee's career. So after slowing down the pace to sew some new songs, we hear the results on his latest, Last Days at the Lodge. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Three albums in, and critics are going to have a harder time than ever defining Amos Lee's sound. He's definitely got soul and the voice to match, but then there's that Dylan vibe, too. He's a topical songwriter who can also pull at your heartstrings with a ballad. And on the new record, Last Days at the Lodge, Amos enlisted a few behind-the-scenes big names to help fill out the songs. Don Was stepped in as producer, bringing in session legends like Spooner Oldham and Pino Palladino, but still creating a very intimate feel. It all ties into the setting where Amos did a lot of recent writing, a place that became as close to a home as he's had these days, and the inspiration for the album's title, Last Days at the Lodge.
Sort of referencing the Sportsman's Lodge, which is a hotel out in Los Angeles. If you've ever been on a tour bus in L.A., you've probably stayed there. And it's just an old Studio City kind of haunt. And I stayed there for about 3 months. And towards the end of the record, I was ready to go.
And what kind of place is it? Is it like a lot of musicians are hanging out there? Is it a high budget, low budget, cute girls? What's the story at the lodge?
No, it's definitely not a high budget kind of place. It's a low key kind of anonymous hotel. And you don't really even know who's staying there because there's like 8 ways to get into the hotel. And it's sort of a big property. So a lot of people in L.A. will go, I've seen that place before. Where is it? It's that kind of thing.
And no one says a word to me. They're concerned with my jealousy. Well, I guess that's how it's gotta be from now on. The time it swallows everything from the mighty to thing. Well, it's as dark, it is comforting. Play along with what's been going on.
It's kind of crazy to think that there was a time where maybe you weren't going to be a singer. You were like a teacher and had a good life and stuff.
Yeah, it was a different sort of thing.
Yeah.
I sometimes wonder what I'd be doing right now. I'd probably be a pretty good teacher because I would have had, I'd be 5 or 6 years into it at this point. Mm-hmm. I think by that point you sort of start to figure a little something out. But this life so far of making music and traveling around has been pretty amazing too. So yeah. I've had a lot of great opportunities and just been able to travel more than I ever thought I would. So it's been amazing.
Does the traveling suit you or does it bring you down sometimes?
It's both, really.
Yeah,
it suits me for sure, but I mean, it's tough to be somewhere different every night, you know, to sleep in a different bed every night. But, you know, after 5 years, you're kind of like, all right, well.
Right.
You know, so I'm still trying to figure out where to put myself when I'm off the road. I haven't done that yet.
So. But you kind of half live in Philly, right? Is that still your hometown?
Yeah, I mean, when I go there, I feel the air, right? You know, that's the way I kind of put it in my head.
Listen to them church bells ringing, listen. Well, listen. You can hear them hounds are calling off in the distance. If you listen, you can hear them engines stalling. You can hear them angels falling. You can hear them engines stalling.
Amos Lee and Listen, the opening song on his new album, Last Days at the Lodge. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.